The people ask Jesus, "What are the works, the deeds, the actions we are to perform if we are going to do the works of God?" And Jesus said to them, "This is the work of God. Believe in the one whom he has sent." It's a terribly strange statement. At least it is for men and women of Western culture. Belief for us has to do with a certain kind of knowing. Knowing beyond the senses, but nevertheless knowing. Belief has to do with an internal assent, acceptance, grabbing onto a truth. And for us, truth is that condition in which the things in my mind correspond to the reality behind, outside of me. That when what's inside my head corresponds to what is beyond me, to what is outside of me, to what is objectively before me. Belief and knowledge and truth for Western people involves a lot of stuff in the head, a lot of stuff from the ears up. But that is not true of the Middle Eastern person, that is not true of the person of the Old Testament, that is not true of the person of the New Testament, that is not true of the way in which Jesus thinks and acts. For the person of the scriptures, the person of the Mideast culture, truth and faith are not something of the head, but there's something around action. Faith is something you do. Belief is something you do, not something you think about. If someone comes to you and says, "What do you believe?" Western people would sit them down and would have a long discussion about what we call the articles of faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate. There would be a conversation about the creed. If someone came to Jesus' contemporary and said to that person, "Tell me what you believe," more than likely what that person would say, "Come and spend some time with me, watch how I live, and you will discover what I believe." For Jesus' contemporary, faith is an action. Faith is a work. Faith is deeds done. So the question is, what works must we perform if we are to do the work of God? And Jesus says, this is the work of God. This is the deed of God. This is the action of God. Believe in the one whom he has sent. And the challenge then was to do faith. You see, for us, the articles of faith that form the creed are not found in the New Testament or in the Old Testament. For Jesus and for his contemporaries, the statement of faith is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is Lord alone, and you will love the Lord your God with all your mind and all your heart and all your soul and all your strength, and you will love your neighbor as yourself." For Jesus and his contemporary, the statement of faith was found in the Decalogue, in the commandments. "I am the Lord your God, you shall have no other God before me. You shall not take in vain the name of the Lord your God. You shall observe the Sabbath. You shall honor your father and your mother. You shall not kill." On and on and on. That's the statement of faith. That's the living of faith. That's the doing of faith. Well, you and I gather at the table week after week, and we celebrate the mystery of our faith. After we pray the prayer over the bread and the wine, I say, let us proclaim the mystery of faith. And then we say, whenever we eat this bread, whenever we drink this cup, we proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes in glory. The very act of eating, the very act of drinking, is the work of faith. We come as men and women called to live faith, to act faith, to do faith. So after we have taken the bread and drunk from the cup, the body and the blood of the Lord, after we have acted this mystery of faith, then we're sent out the front door. And we're called to live our faith, to do our faith, to act our faith. And we're called to do that at our job and in our neighborhoods, among our peers, and to do that in the deeds that we do. So there is no conflict between faith or belief and works. The reality is to believe is to do the work.